Yo, what's good? You are listening to... Yikes. 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
My headphones are low.
Oh, they're spinning right now?
Yeah.
That's what's up, huh?
I can't hear a thing. Everything is going to hell. I'm about to quit. Listening to Late Night Low Fidelity with or without Slater Stark.
He's present.
I'm Slater Stark. I hurt my leg today. I think I might hurt myself pretty bad. But I'm alright. Danny Boy thinks he's better at basketball. Let's talk about that. Name the reasons you think you're better at basketball.
Language not suitable for public airwaves.
What's that?
Kind of language I would have to use.
Odds, you break it out. Break it out.
You're a bitch.
Yeah, bitch. Do it.
That's a personal
Explain
thing.
Explain it.
We don't talk about that over the air.
Oh, he comes home. He comes back to the room, and he is stoked. He's like, yo, I laid the sauce on Slade today. Like, he was not near me. And he's like, yeah, Slade is just so, like, you know, style over function, man. Like, I'm all over
style
it.
Style over substance is the phrase.
He said he was over you like cement, my guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
When you have a handle, it's nice to show it off.
I think when you're down 8-9, get past and make a layup and then splash a three while saying yup as it's in the air and it just cashes, that's a good feeling.
Yeah, and who does that happen more to?
That happened last time we played basketball together. It was yesterday.
Last time we were playing basketball together, we were down 10-1 in the game, and we caught up purely because I caught up 5.
No.
They can't hear me right now.
They can't hear you, yeah, no. They also can't hear when you go 0-for-5 to start the game and don't play defense, but...
This is yellow journalism.
That's not as...
You're the only one with a mic right now.
Sorry, what? I'm not giving you this mic, no.
Did you say yellow journalism?
Biased. I don't know what the fuck you call it. Yellow journalism, whatever, that's taking shit out of context and portraying a certain image, right?
Oh, I thought that was a North Korean reference. I was about to say, I don't know.
Danny,
no, dude.
His mind is weak and fable and feeble indeed. Fable.
Fable, that's a word that applies here.
You're a fable, Danny Boy. You're a classic old legend, folklore is what you are. You're like Oedipus.
Or Gollum.
You know that story?
Or Gollum.
Yeah,
or Gollum. Yeah, you want to fuck your mom, right? Okay, well, she's off limits, so
Danny Boy, how many
we have to get past that.
Mom?
Yeah, no, my dad, sure he doesn't like you either. No, he definitely does like you, you just don't like him. No, my dad likes most people, he's just a quiet guy, and Dan can't handle quiet people, apparently.
Mr. Chaplin's a quiet guy, I like you.
Mr. Chaplin is not a quiet guy. Mr. Chaplin is the most charismatic, sexy motherfucker that you'll ever meet.
Does he look like Ben?
He looks like a successful version of Ben in 20 years.
40
years, yeah. Just imagine Ben, like, you know, same height-ish, wearing like jeans with a tucked in shirt, some silver hair, you know, that's Mr. Chaplin. That's all I need to know.
I think Ben's definition of success, though, or happiness, is very different from like business success. You know, he's probably gonna be like in the woods.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
Danny boy needs to. He's bitching on my show again. Danny boy, last night we were watching some ball in Joe Holden's room. If you know Joe Holden, his smile could kill a dog.
It could. It could.
We
in a good way.
Some basketball. Joe Holden likes the Boston Celtics. And Danny boy sent me this video today, and he was talking some shit last night, saying, oh, if they traded for Jimmy, if they made a big trade for DeMarcus, if they did something big, they'd be a different squad. They might have a chance to fight. And I would argue that they don't have a chance to fight no matter what. And the fact that they're losing Chicago so bad shows that even if they had Jimmy, they're not a championship team yet. And so that fact that they kept their draft picks means they're playing for the future. It's a good move. Danny boy looks so ugly right now.
Relevant,
I think. Your best player is a 29-year-old point guard who's going to age poorly. Every one of your cheap contracts will expire in the next couple years. And you have a 50% chance of not getting the top two picks, which means you get Josh Jackson. It won't even be good for like 3 years. So what do you have then? Isaiah Thomas will be 34. Avery Bradley will sign for a max deal somewhere else. Jake Crowder will sign for more money somewhere else. And there you are. I can't hear what you're saying. You're not talking to a microphone.
Sodium.
wait, we should chat about something that kind of applies to the student body first, maybe a little bit.
The student body, is that the subject of the show?
Well, just, you know, this has been pretty exclusively personal conversation.
Well, people are into that, man. Our ratings, they're so good. They're better than 0 or 2.
Here's a plug. Hang on a sec. Let me bust out the date. On May 4th, there will be a screening of the FAMS movies. I'm pretty sure it'll be on the quad. It's in Pardee?
No, it's going to be in the theater, most likely.
Oh, okay. It'll be in the theater. A screening of the film, the films that Slater and I and others are making. And the radio station is the subject of one of them, so that's how it's relevant. So you should mark your calendars. Alex, yeah. One of the lead actors here, Alex. Tell me about the movie.
The movie's going phenomenally well. We have a talented cast so far who are working, you know, just incredibly cohesively with one another. It's creating a real just captivating piece of cinematic art.
What's it about?
It's about a guy named Miles, who I play, who is the host of a radio show with his buddy Max, played by none other than Will Santoro. I'm sure you guys met that crazy little gerbil. And yeah, he's a crazy gerbil. And it just portrays the struggle of a power dynamic and how that relates to you know, personal discovery and you know, sometimes descent into madness. So definitely give it a check out.
I love it. It's not trippy or anything.
No, not at all. It's actually very, very realistic.
It's very grounded. It's a good movie. You should check it out.
This is a beat. We're gonna spit now. Can you give him your headphones real quick? We gotta do it real quick.
Yo. Alright, yo, we on the beat. Yo, your girl hard to meet. No, we can't. We gotta rap on the phone. Feeling all alone. Might touch my phone. Make the bitch groan. Oh, I'm in the zone. Bitch be blowing. I say I gotta go. Yeah, I gotta get going. I know it's 4 a.m. and you're already sleeping. But it's my time to get out. That bitch knows I'm creeping. You know, Slate Stalk on the beat. Yeah, I'm nice. Your bitch got some messed up hair. Got the lice.
Ooh.
Yeah, I take it to get the pipe. It ain't right, because Slate Stalk comes out at night. Yike.
Yo. Ooh, my mic's heavy right now.
All
right.
Yeah, I like that. You like that.
Back it up. Yeah. Ooh, this beat is funky. Yeah. I spent the whole week listening to Kendrick, Call It Damn. Understand that album makes me realize I'm a man, not a boy. That was the story of my childhood. You already know that I've been, for a while, good. You get it, that's two rhymes at the same time. You didn't get it though, because I was fucking a dime in the back seat of my truck, call it a Cadillac or a Chevy. You already know I take that bitch down to the levee. It's getting wet, the waters is flowing. You already know, but I never know which direction that I'm going. This is me, I'm chilling in a spot in a chair. I was like an evil man in his evil lair. I had a cat, right, sitting on my fucking lap. I stroked that bitch right as it takes a little nap. Understand that I was looking so fucking menacing. this is me, and you could take this fucking medicine that I was given to you like I was from a fucking doc. Understand that I paint a picture, wear a smock. That's a good line. I used that a couple of different times, but the beat is over. But that doesn't mean there ain't no more rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good shit. Hopefully we go into some more fire beats.
Let's hear it.
Ooh, this sounds like it might be creepy.
Okay. Okay.
Yo, name Sleep, but I ain't from Saved by the Bell. I give you bitch hell, make the pussy swell. I play poker, never had to tell.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yo. Alright, yo, this that happy beat makes me feel about graduation. From the New York Nation. Make you feel a sensation you ain't never felt before. Come knocking at your door, ask for your bitch's whore. Not even your bitch, I don't even fuck with her like that. Cause name's Slate, I'm a cool cat, Joe walking with a bat. I'm hitting the jewel while I'm rapping to the people. That's feeble.
Yeah. 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 Oh, it's the happy beat.
My headphones are so fucked.
Oh my god, I only have sound in one ear right now. That's okay, because I'll still keep the raps clear right now. It doesn't matter. I could vibe with any minute. If we was having a cypher, me and Slay, you guarantee we gon' win it. We was in the spot, him and I was on the same fucking team. You already know that we started and now we live in a dream. We was going there from the beginning, that wasn't fucking ambition. You already know when I was young, I saw it in my dreams, that's vision. You know that I rely on my knowledge and my intuition. This is me, I be healing people like I was a clinician. Understand that we get some headphones in the fucking spot so Danny Boy could listen to me as I rap like a robot. You already know that my flow could always fucking go. I was dropping kicks on you fools like a dojo. We put this beat real slow, put it in that slow-mo. But you aren't really ready, you aren't ready to go dough. I could come at you, then I could throw a bow. I could throw some bows. You already know that we go in a spot. Me chillin', getting this dough, getting that money, and you know that's for show. Oh my go. Alright. That's a nose inhale. Yeah, switch up the flow.
Danny Boy, wanna spit?
No, thank you. I don't know, nothing's going on in my heart. I'm sad. I have anger.
Let's talk about it.
I have anger issues.
Why are you sad? What's gonna bring you down?
Let's get down to the center.
We're after therapy.
Dirty water and Flint.
That's what's on our mind.
Makes me sad.
Answer. What's in your heart right now? What's the most pressing matter in your life? Is it schoolwork? Because there's kids dying.
That's maybe. True.
I don't know. I can't talk about it.
Fair
it's
enough.
Too complex. We're talking over public airwaves.
Dawes, what's the most pressing matter in your life right now?
Pressing matter is...
You gotta take care of.
I don't know, just making the whole picture come together. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, just making sure school, home life, the future is certain. Just combining the struggles to make sure that you ultimately synthesize a bright future, which is not an easy task by any means.
We got 3 weeks left. What is a goal you wish to accomplish in these next 3 weeks?
A goal that I wish to accomplish. Well, there's this beautiful girl whose name that I cannot say. But I've had my eye on her for a while now. We talk every now and then, and I just want to kiss her, man. That's it. You know, that's my only goal.
You know,
it might be a subtle goal.
Former guest on the show, TJ Jones, said his one piece of advice would be don't go chasing girls. It sounds like you're not taking TJ's advice.
Maybe not.
Respond.
Sometimes I think it's a little bit necessary to seek out what you desire because, you know, not all things in life that are worth pursuing are going to come to you. Sometimes you have to put in a little bit of effort. Exactly, it makes it 100% more gratifying. Yeah, I agree 100%. If you wait for everything in your life to come to you, then you're only going to succeed 50% of the time. And that's a statement that's very true to my guy Danny Boy over here, especially this semester. Am I not wrong?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yes.
It's true. It's that bullshit cliche. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Yeah. As stupid and unfucking It's irritating, but it's a very true, very true sentiment.
I think Danny Boy needs it, like a girl that has a stripe of pink in the back of her neck that she doesn't like to show, and a tattoo that her dad wouldn't pay for.
So a little bit of a little bit of rebellious side.
Bit rebellious.
You're referring to?
Yeah, I think you could use that.
Also, rebellious girls are going to be drawn to you when you, because there's not a whole lot of rebellious girls here. They're kind of like one way. I think they would, because your actor that you at face value are like kind of like a normal average Joe. You know, you got a picture of Serena Williams on your wall and whatnot.
Simone Biles.
I know. I mean, yeah. No, I didn't mix them up. That's a hard one to mix up.
Yeah,
I
did.
But yeah, but I think the fact that you just are so anti-establishment and you're so anti the man is going to appeal. Yes, you are. Deep down, you are.
I don't know. The thing about rebellious or girls with a little bit of a crazy side is that they keep you asking questions. You know, it's like nothing is certain at that point. You're not sure that
you want to ask some questions.
Exactly. I am the biggest proponent of girls that are, you know, a little bit mysterious, a little bit unpredictable, because at that point, you know, it's not like you're taking them for granted ever, and that is something that is like key, I think, to a relationship where you actually are like interested and care about what the other person is doing. Whereas in a situation, if the girl is like so, you know, infatuated with you and you're just aware of that, and or vice versa, if the guy is infatuated with the girl, it becomes boring and it becomes, I don't know, not exciting anymore as it might have been in the first place.
I always say a key element in any relationship, friends or, you know, dating somebody, they got to keep you on your toes. It needs to be an element of surprise.
You got to be able to have a conversation that you didn't have with someone else that day. You
exactly.
Know?
And I found that all my closest friends at the school and back home are all like a little bit crazy, keeping on my toes. You don't really know what they're going to come up with in their own way, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree to the fullest.
Yeah, if you think about like the K-Mine crew and shit, like everyone's kind of crazy.
Everyone's got their own vibe there. Yeah. And that's why we stuck together since, you know, so long ago.
Yeah, there's very few crews on this campus that are like that. Each person is kind of like very different in their own way.
They all contribute something.
Exactly. Danny Boy, I want you to tell the people what's on your mind right now. You're looking at that phone like you got some kind of breastfeeding issue.
It does appear that way.
No breastfeeding issue going on.
That's what a kid with breastfeeding issues would say.
Also true.
What about a kid who didn't have them, though? How would he express that?
He would be more irate.
You asked me, though.
Danny Boy.
I'm just a young bull trying to get that... Young buck trying to get that bag.
How are you trying to get that bag?
Late night dribbling workouts.
Is that what you did? You worked out
to the Yeah. When's the last time you did a dribbling drill that wasn't just doing a bunch of in-and-out moves?
Who do you think has a better handle than
you? You, but you also don't work out, huh?
I don't need to.
Oh, okay. That's a great philosophy.
Who do you think has a
better
shot?
That's how it improves a lot.
I'm just dank. I was born dank.
Slater's dank.
I just get hurt a lot.
Slater's deep. You know why you don't get hurt? Because you don't work. You don't work out.
Yeah, Slater's a new D-Rose.
When's the last time you did something that you didn't want
to
do?
Today, bro.
What'd you do today? Okay, there it is. You know how you really improve is when you go to the gym and you have no interest in being there. Just a young buck trying to get that bag.
How many times are you gonna say that today?
Dribbling circles around his ankles.
That was a Snapchat caption earlier.
It was.
I'm
it was
just gonna let
it
y'all know.
Phenomenal. I was thinking about storing it, but I thought, yeah. Twice. Math geography.
Get some contributions. You got a mic there.
Your mic is awful. There you go.
I'm freaking out about the sound. Everything sounds like hell.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit weird.
Everything sounds like hell, and I can't figure out why.
This has been the most stressing show for Joe. I've seen you in constant stress.
He's been in movement this whole time.
You know what sounds like hell?
The performance of the equipment tonight makes me want to quit.
You know what's hell?
What's that?
Being born with talent and doing nothing for it.
Is that a shot at me?
Yes.
You had a change. We're going somewhere.
Yeah.
You took a shot, Danny.
When you're born with decent skill and you just sit on it and don't even improve.
I play ball way more than...
Yeah, but you just shoot around.
You can understand that sentiment, though. Can you not?
What?
Being born with talent and not working on it.
Can I appreciate that?
Can you understand why someone might do that?
So far from his reality.
No. Take advantage of the talent you've been given.
Yeah, it's an obvious idea from the outside looking in, but if you're that person with that talent and you,
if you combine Slater's natural given abilities with a work ethic that I have, sky's the limit.
I think each one of us in our own lives is really talented something naturally, but we don't work at it enough. Like, you should be editing.
Ball's your thing. Ball's your thing.
Dobbs is extremely smart, but does he work as hard in school as he possibly could?
No, it's irrelevant.
No, I'm saying each person.
No, it's very relevant.
Are you born with talent? You think everyone's born with talent in certain areas, and I think that most people in some areas do not work fully at it. Basketball is a hobby of mine, not like something I do want to do professionally or anything like that. I play basketball when I fall and fuck around with the guys. I'm not looking to become the best basketball player ever.
Anyway, the reason that you work so hard is that you weren't born with the same talent that others were, so you had to motivate yourself and push yourself to rise to a level that you weren't naturally gifted
at. I think if you were twice as quick as you are now, which is probably honestly the average quickness for a guy your size, you would not want to feel a need to get as amped in the gym and work as hard as you do. Not to shit on you too hard.
That might be true.
Yeah.
some interesting points being raised about motivation and work ethic.
That's true, but it is very hard to get motivated.
That is
because there's no reason why I couldn't be going to the gym every day or anything like that, you know.
Yeah,
it's a mental thing.
Now, overcoming that struggle is the first step. Once you do that, there's very little that can stop you from excelling.
Yeah, but that's a step a lot of people never get to like break through.
Oh yeah, it's the hardest step of all the steps.
Yeah.
It's not just a do it and do it type thing. It's a do it and then do it again, then do it again. Do it every single fucking day until, you know, you just can't not do it every day.
Yeah.
To feel guilty for not doing it every day.
Yeah. And Danny Boy brought up TJ. TJ was another really good example. That he wakes up at like 6 o'clock every day to do his football shit, and then he has this like fam stuff all day, and he's working till like 8 at night. Like, that's a grind. Like, yep. College is easy for us compared to that shit.
Yep. That's what people mean when they talk about the struggle, when they talk about the grind. It means that their lives are multifaceted and they're working in as many ways as they can to improve all of those facets. Not everyone can do that. Very few people, in fact, I would say, can do that.
Well, I think everyone can do it, it's just people don't do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. There might be an argument to be made that not everyone can actually do that. Yeah. Like, there might be some neuroscience or psychological perspective that you could take that would suggest that only certain people are able to work so hard.
I would go to Maslow with that and say it's just a matter of where they are in their life determines their ability to attend to all the facets of their life.
Yeah.
Like what they have covered.
One of the things we learned in Megan's class too is, you know, you really don't have full control over your life. Like, it's the whole nature nurture thing. Like, there are events that happen to you that will cause you to react in certain ways and have repercussions that you can't control, and it's just the way it is, and that's going to affect you a long time, maybe.
It's very possible. Can I get that Joel Skate joke?
I don't buy that.
Why don't you buy that?
I don't buy determinism on any level.
On any level.
I wasn't really saying determinism. I was just saying, like, there are events, like, you react to certain things because of, like, how you were raised and the people you surround yourself with. Like, there are things you get mad about that you literally can't control and get mad about. It's who you are. You are innately infuriated by certain things.
Yeah, but, like, that seems kind of insignificant. Like, you can always determine your actions.
Your actions, but not how you feel. Okay,
as a retort to that, can you always determine how significant your actions will be? Because there are some circumstances where you're going to be, no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you rephrase your thinking, you're still going to not be able to overcome certain things that occur to you in life. And that's just
Slater,
the
truth. Give me your example.
Of like something that you can't control, you feel?
Yeah.
If you grew up around people that stole and the people that were more inclined to break the law, you would be much more okay with Dobbs stealing sometimes. Is that not a good example?
I don't see how that applies.
It applies directly. If the past events in your life were different,
I'm not disputing that, like, who raised you has an impact on your psyche.
Just the events that occurred up until this point in your life, all of them.
I'm thinking more along the lines of let's just use the example that we've been using. You're grinding. You're trying to become a better basketball player. You one day get hit by a car and have a compound fracture, and you know, what are you going to do about that? As much as you can work hard and as much as you can do rehabilitation, that's just a circumstance that'll happen to you that'll ultimately just change you forever. And there's really not much you can do about it.
Yeah, but that's an external thing. You can't determine external factors.
So that's, but that's kind of a, that's kind of a rooted belief of determinism, though.
Okay.
There's very, but there's like that's very little that's merit also, to determinism, but there is some.
That's a randomness. That's something that's a random occurrence. Like determinism is almost like the disbelief in randomness, right?
To some degree, I guess.
Wasn't Mass still like a hardcore determinist?
Yeah, I believe she still is.
That's horrible.
It's hard to argue with.
Ben's like a kind of a soft determinist, sort of.
Pseudo determinism.
Yeah. Ben's like an agnostic determinist. Even though everyone really is agnostic if you think about it, because like no one being agnostic is like being unsure about something, like especially like religion. Like if you're agnostic, you really don't know. Yeah, but if agnostic is defined as not actually knowing, then everyone's agnostic.
That's not true though. There are some people that there's
the belief that there is that you don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that you were unsure.
Some people have convictions that are so strong that they would not say that they're unsure. Most people, for that matter. Most people would either say that there is a God and they believe that with all of their heart.
Yeah,
and,
they don't
you
know
they're
that.
Not. They're not pretending that they believe that. No, they think that there's they know that, though.
No, I know.
If you're defining agnostic as whether people know anything, then yes, everyone is agnostic.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, but that's not what agnostic is. Agnostic is that you believe that you don't know.
I know. I was just speculating. The word agnostic was what knocked me out of the spelling bee in fifth grade.
Oh, brutal.
A-G-N-O-S-T-I-C?
Yeah, but
that's correct.
I was 10. I didn't know how to spell agnostic. I never heard that word before. I thought I spelled it like agnostic, like an omelet.
Oh, brutal.
My bio teacher,
okay? You could probably make a horrible pun about that.
Probably. Just trying to get that bacon.
I don't know what I believe. Maybe there's a floating hard-boiled in the sky that controls
that's
all
actually,
our actions.
Like, the odds of
I'm
that are,
agnostic.
The odds of that are equal to the odds of there being God.
Well,
no, I think it's slightly
yeah,
because there's some kind of there's text and things.
No, that doesn't mean anything though, does it?
I guess nothing.
It just means that there's a bunch of people that believe a certain thing. That doesn't increase the likelihood that it's true though.
There might be a book out there with bad God.
Maybe there is. There's almost a certainty that there is. There's what 7 billion people on the planet. You gotta believe that one of them believes in a holy egg. Eight now? Jesus fucking Christ.
Four of us plus The Rock. Brown, Serena Williams.
What is this for?
And this is the 8 people in the world right now.
Oh, I thought you were referring to 8 billion.
No. I said 8, so I'm thinking about the 8 people that are going to be in the world tomorrow.
Oh, so just
eight,
us four
the
and then
people.
The Rock, LeBron, Serena.
And, no, the mic is so blown out you can hear anyone speak.
That's true.
Barack's time in office is over, so.
Doesn't mean he's not important. Don't downplay his achievements.
The last one is going to be, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Bo Burnham.
Good God, no.
Which
Bo Burnham
four people
would be
would
the
you,
first to die.
Danny, but which four people would you want to have dinner with?
Oh, give me that. Okay. Well, first and foremost, Bo Burnham. Yeah, for real. Bo Burnham would be my first choice.
That might be.
Slater, I want to eat with David Lynch because the only time I speak in FAMS class is when I say David Lynch and something that doesn't relate to him. Okay. So Bo Burnham would be the first seat. The second seat, probably Obama. Is it like, are we taking into account the fact like these people have to get along and like.
No.
Okay.
Just people that you
want
to talk to.
Burnham. Obama. That's a couple of interesting characters there. I don't know. I don't want to say Einstein because everyone says Einstein. Maybe. Yeah, everyone says Einstein.
Why would you want to have dinner with Einstein?
Because, like, I love physics. I'd like to talk to them about physics.
He'd be way past your level, though. Wouldn't it be, like, kind of. Wouldn't it be kind of, like, condescending almost?
Maybe. Maybe. That's true. Both geniuses in their own right, though. Different disciplines.
That's a fucking joke. Funnier joke than anything Bo Burnham's made.
Maybe. Like. I don't know. Like, who's that guy that climbed Everest while blind, who was gonna speak at our school but then got snowed out? I'd like to talk to him. Maybe he can join. Yeah, because blind people can't have conversation. That's how it works. Okay, I feel like he can handle it. And lastly, I would take, I don't know, who's instrumental in our society? No. Well, he is instrumental. I wouldn't eat with him, though. No, I wouldn't want to eat with him. And lastly, I would eat with... I don't know. I really don't know.
Three is good enough. Joe, who would you eat with?
I would say all the aliens living on Earth. Any shaman is welcome. Alexander Shulgin. And... Alex Jones. And Stefan Molyneux.
And Stefan Genius.
Dobbs, do you want to spit though? You look like you're nodding your head.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready to spit, but I'm thinking about this question as well.
You can wait, rap the answer.
Oh no, wait. We'll think of a challenge for rapping after this. Hold on. Thinking in terms of a person who's been influential as of late, I'd like to talk to Kendrick, kind of see his perspective on the rap industry and how he's affected that, or MF Doom for that matter. He's just kind of a mysterious guy. I feel like I'd like to figure out what's going on with him historically. I don't know, maybe Winston Churchill might be dope. Just kind of get a perspective outside of the U.S. but still in the Allied powers would be pretty cool. And then let's see, I feel like I want to talk to someone like kind of crazy but kind of famous as well, just but in a smart way. I'm trying to think of someone that's like controversial and but also a little bit crazy. It's hard to say though. No, that I feel like there's just so many people that are so obscure that no one knows the name of that are responsible for something so incredible, and just no one knows who they are, and they would be just as worthy of a seat as anyone else. Well, maybe not just a random person, but someone who's done something so incredible that has influenced society to, you know, an immeasurable degree, but no one knows their name because they weren't publicized about it. You know, that kind of person.
Well, let me say my four real quick: Barry Manilow, Woody Allen, Jeff Goldblum, Latrell Sprewell.
Oh, I gotta throw a Nat King Cole in there as well.
Okay, do you know what I want for the fourth guy? So my dad was at a coffee shop, and he goes to this coffee shop a lot. And this one guy, the guy who worked there, the barista, was like, Greg, do you know like John? And pointed across the table. He's like, no. He's like, you guys are both good guys. I know both of you. You guys should meet. And he just paired them up. I don't know if they're still friends or anything, but like that. I want someone to just be like, this guy's cool. You'd like him. So like the fourth one can be like a friend recommendation. How about maybe, yeah, but not Matias. I just hung out with Matias for a long time. The fourth one can be a friend recommendation. Or maybe like Paul Schrader or Christopher Nolan or something. Bo Burnham doesn't know me. He's not my friend.
You could let him recommend someone.
And maybe. Or maybe like a writer of some kind.
I'd be
like
ashamed to call myself
maybe
a
like
friend of Bo Burnham.
Maybe like Hemingway or something. But he's just sad. He'd just be
Hemingway,
a downer.
Yeah, he's a real downer.
He'd just be a downer. Maybe like Conrad. Joseph Conrad. Twain would be a good one.
Twain could be
Joseph
dope.
Conrad, maybe. Thank him for writing the greatest novel ever.
How about Tolkien?
Out of Darkness. No.
No?
I'm not into that kind of stuff.
You could still like kind of figure out though how he would come up with something that was so influential. Doesn't matter if you're into The Lord of the Rings or not.
That's true. I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't be interesting, but he wouldn't have a seat at my table.
All right. Yo, let's pull up a random word generator. Can we get one going?
No, we don't need that. We can just
I think
it'd
be, that can be
you
dope.
Do
a little challenge.
Yo. All right, Danny Boy, generate a word.
All right. They've got to be different, though, like, okay, sure. Like in terms of structure.
All right. First one would be money.
Money?
Yeah.
That's kind of... Yeah, something harder.
Okay, fine.
Appliance. Okay. Yo, I turn tables like I was an appliance. People don't like me due to my defiance. You already know I wasn't allowed in society. Yeah, they was looking. They say my name. They cry, it's me. Oh my God, I was already in a circle.
You looking so nerdy, King Los, like some Urkel. You didn't get it, we was on the sidewalk. But you, I ask you, why talk? I don't get it, you don't wanna talk to me. This is me, in a spot, you could already see. We could use a beat, still going. This shit is slow, but you know, Slate and I, we still flowing. We got this shit, it goes back and forth, oscillate. You already know that I'm ready to speculate. It's going to Slate. You have a mic?
Yo, he's ready to speculate, means give his opinion. Next thing you know, I'ma come win with the, nothing wrong with the opinion, that was a bad way to say.
Vision.
Start. Yeah. Yo, Joe got a hat on his head. I went to the graveyard to visit those who are dead. I got a dog and he already forgot how to shed. I took all the hairs, threw him out the house. Kingdom? Economy. Yo, economy, yo. No one understands it. The boy who planned it was already the one who manned it. Up, I bust a nut.
The butt of a slut? Yeah, wait, I don't know if I've heard that. Yo, we talking economy. Understand on the flow, I was like a prodigy. We was like a prophet, so we spit that prophecy. Probably. It's okay, I could do it audibly. That means you could hear it. My bar's invisible like a spirit. I think it's clear that I took it. And if I took it and ripped it up, then that means that I fucking tear it in pieces. Teared it in two. You already know that I could turn a bitch pussy black and blue. That's fine, that's a little vulgar. That's okay. We rap heat all the time, Chipotle. That's fine. Danny Boy was laughing at my rhymes. And that's okay, because usually when I do it, every time he thinks it's funny. So he gives a nice little, what's the newer technology? Honestly, I was like, wait, that's kind of the same word as the last one. I was looking at birds, ornithology. Affairs. Affairs? Okay. Like foreign affairs. Yo, President Trump, you know what he handles with the foreign affairs? He treated it like it was a game of truth or dares. It's fine, he brought it back to high school. He was just trying to impress everyone and look cool. But that's not what we want, he made himself look like a fool. It's okay though, he was just looking like a power tool. He didn't know how to use it. He was driving it like a spool, spinning in circles, getting really dizzy. Understand that my shit sparkle like an Izzy. Like that drink soda, you already know I'm like Yoda. Wisdom on the beat every time Toyota was driving. That's fine, but I be taking this shit and I be driving a golf ball down the time, driving it down the range. I was driving in the range. Understand that my shit is so crazy it's deranged. And Slate could have it right now if he want it. If he's got a lot of money, you know he's ready to flaunt it.
Sheesh. Throw me topic or word. Yo, I said, bitch, where's my sandals? I came over to you and lit the candles. I almost lit your house down, made you frown. I said, I go, gotta go back to the city, I'm homebound. Bitch, what you mean you pregnant? I ain't done rapping yet. Wait till the end of my segment to tell me something that important. You almost ruined my groove. I don't even come twice. I couldn't be that dude. You gotta get rid of that baby. I'm too young, dude.
Yikes.
Ain't ready to be a father, but I
you wouldn't even bother to pay the child support. All right, new word.
Let's go back and forth, two bars.
Okay, we'll go trade for us, trade for us. Okay, yo, we was chilling. It was Cavalier. I think in the finals, the Cavs is here. I think it's quite clear that the Cavs is gonna take a spear and throw it into everyone else's fear.
Yo, they all feel the Cavs, like all these boys about to be young dads. They can't raise their children, man. They can't support them. This bitch got a long neck. I call her my hen.
Slade keeps going back to family. I don't know why. He could raise the flag of amnesty. Doesn't matter. Best in the world. Best in the world. That kind of rapper. That's what I fucking plan to be.
Yo, my baby's like two, but she a billionaire. He ain't even gotta care. I told my baby, don't stare, or you gon' get the slap. But nah, I just joking. I treat my baby right. It ain't whack.
Yo, when in Slate rhymes, it's der. His baby, she was probably premature. I don't really care, so I go with this shit. And when I hit it with the grr, that means I hit it with the grr.
Yo, my baby's slow, but it's smart. I throw my baby across the room, call it dart. I said, baby, don't poop, you shart. I put that baby and left. It was in my cart.
All right, newbie time.
Old time. Yeah, this old time. Someone gotta help me raise this baby. I can't do it by myself without a lady. This baby's making me go crazy.
Making R&B.
Someone help me raise this baby.
Yeah, yeah.
You already know that it's driving me crazy.
What? What?
It's okay, we was looking wavy.
Wavy.
And you was looking like slavey.
Slavey.
Cause you was my slave. You already know that I took you to a cave.
Yeah.
Made a rock fall from the ceiling. We was wheeling and dealing.
Okay.
Yo. Made my baby pop a pill. I said I owned this baby. I got it for the kill. I said I just had a baby. Yeah, I did it through the thrill. I said, baby, you won't give me another baby. You do it on your own.
Wait, if you had that baby for the thrill, tell me what was the meaning? Understand, I look out my office window, see him cleaning. They was making the picture look brighter. They was making it look brighter as if it was fire from the tip of a lighter.
Yo, from the tip of the lighter, I fly her. Ooh. Okay. Okay, I see you. My DJ just done switched it on me. Yo.
Turn up in the headphones a little bit. Yeah.
Yo, okay. Baby walking through a forest, about to find a dinosaur and straight up gore it. My baby don't care, yeah, he's the strongest one out of them. Next thing you know, he's gonna get the power of them.
Okay. Yeah. 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 We talking forest? Yo, it's full of woods and trees. You call that a forest. Most people think a dinosaur is a thesaurus. It's okay, that's a common mistake. Understand that if I piss, then I piss to take.
Yo, like a Power Ranger, keep my baby out of danger. Always welcome in my home, never be a stranger. Always come through late night, don't put up a fight. I said, my baby, I can't find it, turn on the light.
Turn on the light, that illuminates the whole room. All of you other rappers, I'm putting you in a tomb. Understand that I was leading you to the MF. And if I was leading you to the MF, I was leading you to the doom.
Yo, if you the doom, then who's the groom? I took your wife out to the back room and made boom boom.
What is this beat? It's just crickets.
You just let things go.
I'm gonna give it
just,
a wicked.
Just let it all out.
Let it all out?
Let the water out like a spigot.
Yo, my baby is straight dumb. Baby don't even know how to suck dumb. Baby always on run. Baby stole my gun.
Yo.
Yo, impregnate every girl I see. They say Slate Stark, is that the homie you wanna be? OG. I said, yeah, Slate's really nice guy. Slate, last time I was hanging out with him, touched my inner thigh. I think that was a sign that he has a crush. I think that was a sign cause that boy made me blush. I think that was a sign that Slate gonna make me have baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, two more bars. Three more bars. Yo, Slay, on the beat, I think that you a liar. It's okay, I was ready to spit the fire. Understand a battle with me never goes to the wire. But if you had a baby, it couldn't suck pacifier.
Yo.
Understand.
Oh, coming at me, that's a bad idea. I get that money like Aaliyah, but I ain't in the public eye. I do it like a G.I. Joe Jai. I jive to the beat, keeping my cipher complete. I said, it's nice to meet you. Welcome to the crew. They blood singing Sue Sue. Smoking doo doo.
Smoking doo doo. That's what you want to doo doo. It's okay. I was driving like a train. Choo choo. It's okay. We in a spot and we get that goo goo. That was what a baby said when a dada was like goo goo. That was how they talk to their child. Understand, this is me. See a baby, I'ma give him a smile. He looks at me and he wants to be like me. So if he wants to be like me, that's how he aspires to be in a while.
Yo, that baby might give you a smile, but for me it's a frown. Take that booty to town. I said, yo, I'll eat it, but I don't want that brown. Clean yourself up, take a shower in the town. Yo, Slate Stark, get the money. His rhymes aren't even that funny. He gets to the streets when he gets real gunny. Nose full of blood, cause it's runny.
Nose full of blood, you got that on lock. Understand that I never take stock of what I have, only just counting my fucking guac, so I'm a hypocrite, but I don't give a fuck, I rap like Pac. Change the beat up, that's okay, we turn the heat up. In this room the AC is off, this is re-up. This is when we pick up from the dealer. I was looking like a real fucking wheeler. I was spitting this shit like I was throwing bombs like a stealer.
Yo, tomorrow 420, I went home and smoked, yeah, I did it with my honey. Yo, the drugs got me feeling kinda funny. Took a tab of some shit I can't name and I wasn't that grain. Yo, but I didn't actually do that, I'm just rapping. I got tackled by a football player, Warren Sappin. Danny Boy liked that reference, maybe? Danny Boy smiling at his phone, Danny Boy looks like a lady?
You gonna respond to that? That was kinda shady. I was driving in a all-black Mercedes. We was throwing hammers, I talked about Steelia's Erla. But Erla, wait, earlier? No, now we talking about Tom Brady. Yeah. He was a champion for the whole motherfucking nation. It's okay, you could put that in between two lines as quotation. You would read it. You would read it in an article. It doesn't even matter, because my shit was so fucking particle. It was particulate matter. It's okay, because when I bat 500, I walk up to the spot and I'm the next batter. It's okay, you was talking that chit-chat, talking that chatter. Doesn't even matter. If I'm in a salon, I give a bitch a tatter. Give her a tatter of my name, because when she walks around, that's only gonna do one thing, spread my fame. People see it on her leg, they see it on her upper thigh. They was asking, yo, look at that tat. All they asked her was why, and she said, well, this guy, he was really fucking flying. It convinced me to do it, and I never look back. I just fly ahead to the section. This is Slate's section. It's okay, and I'm never gonna ask you any questions.
Yo, she say Jackson, I'm like Andrew or Bo. I said, are you a catcher or do you prefer to throw? I watched that money grow since it was just in the seed stage. I get laid while these homeboys get paid. I stayed staying. Homeboy be praying that I forget. But I'm like an elephant, big head on my neck.
You, about ready?
Oh, you looking to end this bitch?
Unless you want to keep going.
Nah, it's all right. All right, we're going to have closing segment time. Closing segment time starts with Danny Boy's question. Danny Boy, what was number one thing you learned in this radio show or just recently in general? A life lesson that you learned? No, we've done like a lot of life lessons. Let's get original for a second here. What do you think is the number one like thing outside the classroom that you learned at Lafayette?
I learned that... I feel like I talked about this when I, the first time I was on here, so I want to think about something different.
Yeah.
More
specifically, what did you learn about human nature and people?
I learned about people. People are cool. I like the people here. People are good.
Would you say
generally
people are predominantly friendly and that you find?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
I like people.
Do you agree with the statement that everyone you don't know, every stranger is a friend waiting to happen or whatever? Do you agree about that?
I don't know if I'd buy that. Yeah, there are some people you talk to and you just don't click, but most people are pretty good. What have I learned here? Let me think. I haven't learned anything in the last hour. What I learned here at Lafayette is that I don't know. I guess I'm an interesting guy. I've got things to say. Not in this radio show today at this hour, but in general, I've got things to say. I'll be all right. That's what I've learned. I'll be all right.
Dallas,
goodbye. Signing off. Last time on the show ever, probably, or until next year. Bye, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, my heart. Can't handle it. So sad.
Just start talking. Cut the shtick.
There's no shtick here. This is all genuine.
It's the worst part.
It's the best part.
Dawes, what did you learn outside the classroom?
Let's see. I've learned that doubting yourself is the biggest weakness that you can ever have. And if you cease to doubt yourself, you open yourself up to new opportunities that you previously believed impossible in your own personal endeavors. That has been demonstrated to me profusely in this week.
Joe?
Outside of the classroom at Lafayette, I learned that I really don't care much for Lafayette.
Respect. RT.
Just like in just Lafayette itself.
I agree.
The entity that represents the administration and the college and the grounds, or the people that reside within it?
No, not really the people. I mean, some of the people don't care much for it, but I feel like they're just a product of their environment. Really.
I agree. You can't control that, I guess, apparently, according to Slater and Doves. I totally agree.
It has a large influence.
I think so many of the kids here are not at all representative of the institution as a whole. Something about the institution just bothers me. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's...
Should be bigger, maybe.
I don't think that's what it is. I think the school kind of has an identity crisis. But I don't know. I also, like, maybe just because we're not from, like, the Northeast. True. You're kind of from... You're from the East, at least, sort of, but... Right.
Yeah, from the East. Mid-East, though.
Yeah. It's very different. Yeah. I learned that not every... That, like, you know, people are very different out here than they are where I grew up. That's the main thing I learned. I thought everyone was
people
the
where
same.
You grew up.
I thought everyone from everyone was the else. Same. That's true about every... place in the world.
I feel like it's not so much true as where you came from.
I'd take Midwest people over East Coast people any day.
Okay. Glad to know.
I'd take that to death. Shout out Michigan. They're awesome. That's it.
Well, Slate, you got anything?
Oh.
Do I have wise anything? Words.
Do you?
Wise words, something I've learned since I've been out. You gotta pick and choose what you place value on very carefully, you know? You can't place a whole lot of emphasis on everything that happens. You gotta learn to let stuff slide off your shoulder easily. Yeah, shout out Santoro.
So that's a life lesson. You said that we should do life lessons, but I guess we should
tell them that. Well, no, it's something I learned outside of Lafayette with my roommate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Profound.
Okay.
Dank Show, we spit bars, we spit truth, coming at you live, coming at you solid. Baby rap. I never heard the baby rap before.
Yeah, they've never heard that. That's some new shit.
Fed that shit to you, and you heard it. I wish the idea of like random kids like tuning in for this show appeals to me. I hope that happened.
Yeah, you never know. To all those who are random and listening, we appreciate you with all of our hearts.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Late Night Low Fidelity with or without Slater Stark. Have a good night.
Bye. I was here tonight. Oh.